fellow Rebel Capitalists, hope you're well. Breaking news, the 2-year and 10-year treasury has inverted. And this is what economists and on this channel we've been really focusing on over the last, call it month or month and a half, that the yield curve was flattening between the 2 and the 10. But intraday, today, this is Tuesday, the curve actually inverted, which is a very ominous sign. It means the probability for a recession in the next year or year and a half in the United States is incredibly high. So let's go right over to the charts so we can see exactly what happened. And then I also want to share with you something else that happened over the last couple of days that nobody is talking about except for my good friends Jeff Snyder and Emil Kalinowski, that would lead you to believe that there is an increasing chance of a recession above and beyond what the twos and the tens are telling us. So heading over to CNBC, we're now looking at a chart of the 10-year treasury. And it's up higher than the 2-year now, but where it inverted, or when it inverted, I should say, I believe was right around, call it maybe 1 or 1:30 Eastern time, when the, probably around here, when the 10-year got below 2.4, so maybe 2.39, and the 2-year around that time was right about the same. So my guess is, I know for sure it inverted today. I'm just not exactly sure when. So again, my guess would be here around 1:30 Eastern time, the 2-year probably got down to 2.397-ish or 2.34, and or went up to, I should say, and the 10-year went down to maybe 2.396 or 5. I'm assuming that's when we had this inversion. Now, to be clear, as we speak right now, it is roughly 3:40 Eastern time. The 10-year is higher, but we'll have to see where it closes, and then, of course, what happens throughout the week. So why this is important, if you haven't been following this story, is because going back to, call it the 1950s, pretty much every time we get an inversion in the yield curve between the twos and the tens, within a year, year and a half, we have a recession in the United States. And we've never had a recession without the yield curve inverting. So it's not just when we get, you're looking for that yield curve inversion to predict a recession. You're also saying, okay, you're looking at it from the opposite end is what I'm trying to say, and saying that it's almost impossible to have a recession without a yield curve inversion. Now, if we go back to the mid-1960s, you can see that we had an inversion about 66, and then we didn't get a recession for maybe 3 or 4 years, but we had another inversion between 66 and let's call it 68, 69 when we got the recession. So, do you want to put those two together? Maybe, maybe not. If you're putting those two together as one inversion, then it's pretty much 100% of the time that we get an inversion in the twos and the tens, we actually see a recession. It's pretty much a matter of time. It's just, are you considering a recession? Are you paying attention, or are you giving weight to a recession that happens within a year and a half? Or are you stretching it out a bit and saying, okay, well, let's look at a time frame, not just within the time in which the yield curve inverts and the next year and a half, but then the time at which the yield curve inverts and maybe the next 3 years. If you're including the 3 years, then it's pretty much 100% of the time when we get this inversion, we get a recession. Hopefully that makes sense. If you're not including that, then it's like 9 out of 10 times. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out-of-control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. This isn't the only part of the recession story here in the domestic economy in the United States. Let's move over to reverse repo. And this is reverse repo when the Fed is the counterparty. So all of these money market funds that want to have their dollars as liabilities of the Fed instead of the commercial banking system, they're going to go ahead and, or they say, okay, we want our money in the reverse repo. We want to lend our money to the Fed. Basically, that's what's happening. It's a collateralized loan. Then the Fed gives them the treasuries or the collateral instead of parking that money at a commercial bank. So that's why I say that the money market funds would prefer to have their dollars a liability of the Fed instead of a liability of the commercial banking system. Because remember, all dollars are is the liability of a bank. It's just a matter of, is that a liability of a commercial bank or a liability of the central bank? So if reverse repo is 0.3%, so 30 basis points, which is what it is right now, you would assume that no one would buy a T-bill for under 30 basis points. Why would you do that? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Why would you take or why would you buy a T-bill that was yielding, let's say, 17 basis points or 15 basis points when you could just park that money at the Fed and get 30, double the rate? The reason you'd do this is if you could take that T-bill and make more than the 15 basis points, right? So if you had that T-bill and you're taking a haircut of 15 basis points, but yet through financial engineering and using that T-bill to create derivatives, you could make, let's say, 100 basis points. Well, now all of a sudden it makes sense. So there's going to be demand for treasuries at a higher price or at a lower yield than you could get by parking your cash in reverse repo. Another reason is because there's so much counterparty risk. And when there's extreme counterparty risk as perceived by the dealers or some of these financial institutions, they would prefer to have that T-bill even above and beyond parking that cash in reverse repo. So my point after explaining that is now reverse repo is at 30 basis points after the Fed raised rates. But let's go over and see what the 4-week T-bill is trading at. 18 basis points. So, I mean, significantly below reverse repo. I mean, it's only paying you basically half of what reverse repo is paying you. So just to reiterate, why would anyone in their right mind buy a 1-month T-bill when you could just give that money to the Fed and get double the interest rate? Because either there's a lot of financial engineering going on right now to try to produce yield, which by definition creates more risk or more counterparty risk, or there's just so much counterparty risk in and of itself that these financial institutions want the safest form of collateral, even safer to a certain degree because of the way they manage their balance sheet, than bank reserves would be parked at the Fed. That's what the discrepancy between these two numbers, the yield of the 1-month treasury and the yield for reverse repo, is telling us. So you combine that with the fact that the twos and the tens inverted today, even if it was intraday, and this should lead you to the conclusion that although there are no certainties, there are only probabilities, what we've seen today and yesterday would suggest that the probability of a recession in the United States is far, far higher. And you'll have to forgive me for pausing right there. There's a huge thunderstorm out there. I don't know if you guys can hear the lightning. I sounded like it just hit the building, but it's pretty close. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you on the next video.